It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Europe dominates the United States in the Ryder Cup, winning 16.5 to 11.5. It started on Friday in the foursome sessions when Europe opened up a 4-0 lead in the sessions, and then on Saturday went 3-1 to match the biggest foursomes margin of victory since Europe entered the Ryder Cup in 1979. 7 of the 16.5 points came from the foursome sessions for the Europeans. They win the Ryder Cup. Here was their captain, Luke Donald, when he met the press after receiving the Ryder Cup.
It's an incredible week, and I'm just so happy for these 12 guys. They gave everything this week. They were a pleasure to be around. They made my life very easy, and they played like superstars. Not many people gave us a chance, I don't think, especially 2 years ago. And, we proved them wrong.
The last time the United States won the Ryder Cup on foreign soil was in 1993 at the Belfry in Sutton Coldfield, England, when the United States team, captained by Tom Watson, beat Bernard Gallagher's team 15-13. The 2025 Ryder Cup will be played at Bethpage Black in Farmingdale, New York. Coming up on this edition of From the Short Grass, I sit down with a good friend of mine, Bo Glover, to talk golf and life. Bo is a really good golfer, played at the University of Arkansas, and is an accomplished amateur as well, winning several times on the ASGA-designated circuit. He won the state amateur at Texarkana Country Club several years ago, and I think you're going to enjoy my interview with him. That's coming up after the break. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Find them on the web, blackmanauctions.com. Find an upcoming auction and attend. That's all you have to do. You never know what you're going to find at an auction. BlackmanAuctions.com. Thomas Blackman, he knows auctions. We're back after this.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. I've heard it said that sometimes there are two best days with real estate ownership. It's the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Depending on where you are in your journey, let me help. If you're looking for that outdoor getaway or that home in the city, I can help. If you're looking at selling that outdoor property you haven't seen in 3 years, I can help. Or selling that home in the city that you've outgrown, I can help. Blackman Auctions is your one-stop real estate company. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Bo Glover never knew if he would be able to play the game of golf again after a drunk driver T-boned him, his wife, and their kids in their Suburban at a stoplight in North Little Rock, returning from his grandmother's funeral. Bo had a long road ahead of him of recovery after breaking his pelvis in the accident. He spent several days in the hospital. Over time, he was able to regain his strength and regain his golf swing, and he competes in ASGA-designated tournaments throughout the summer and has won again on the golf course. On the tee, Bo Glover. Bo, thanks for joining me on From the Shortgrass. You're looking good, but are you getting to play golf? I mean, you've got four kids now.
Man, not a whole lot. Get to play a little bit here and there. Not a lot of recreational golf as much as I'd like, but, you know, get to play a handful of tournaments every year and, you know, the summer and sneak in a few four balls. But, you know, my oldest son now is getting to play a little bit, so, you know, I enjoy doing that.
Starting to follow him around a lot.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
How good is he?
He's got a little bit of talent, but he was was getting down on himself, and I'm like, dude, you know, we're just getting started, you know, have fun, whatever. Well, of course, he had some of my old clubs way too heavy, and my dad this summer brought over a set of my nephews, and he went and hit some balls that day, and just night and day, you know, just I guess the weight of the club, man, and then confidence in golf, you know, is just about everything. And then he's playing pretty good, though. I mean,
do you remember, Bo, the first time that your dad put golf clubs in your hand and you just fell in love with the game?
I remember, you know, being with him and watching him. I was probably 7 or 8, you know, out at North Hills Country Club, what it used to be. And so going out there with him and then going up on the range and just beating balls a little bit and just couldn't get enough of it. And then actually they built that house over there on 13 when in between, I think the summer between 6th and 7th grade, you know, and then I was out there every day.
Did you like it? Could you get enough of it?
Could not get enough. You know, I mean, that was my babysitter, you know, and you know, I wanted to be out there constant.
When did you start playing competitively? I mean, obviously at a very young age because you won the Junior Boys Player of the Year, the Arkansas State Golf Association, Junior Boys Player of the Year 3 times before you were ineligible because of your age, obviously. But when did you know that you wanted to try to play competitively?
I'm going to say I was middle schoolish, you know, 12, 13, you know, right in there.
Yeah.
Just, you know, when you, after playing a little bit and compete, you know, competing is, I think, what it is for me. Like, I just like being in the moment, you know. I mean, I love playing golf for fun, but just don't get to that much. And then, if you know, I feel like I was always trying to work for something, try to, you know.
Do you get an adrenaline boost off of the competition,
absolutely,
do you think?
Yep.
What does that do to you?
Man, I feel like a different person, actually, you know. I don't know. I just enjoy it, just, you know, thoroughly enjoy the competition and playing with, you know, different people because, you know, obviously we're all different. We all swing a little different. You know, everything. You know, I just enjoy being in the, you know, watching other guys play too. You know, I mean, just being out there.
When did you know that you wanted to be a Razorback? Was that from early on?
My whole life. As soon as I guess I knew what college was, and you know, I mean, there wasn't anywhere else I would even thought about going. Razorbacks or everything, Arkansas, obviously, and I would, you know, that's what made me work so hard, I guess, early. You know, there's a lot of sacrifices, and you get, you know, all your buddies going to the lake and doing this and that and having fun, and not that I wasn't having fun, but, you know, you don't get to do everything during the, you know, all summer long. You know, you're playing golf, trying to get better and trying to get recognized and to hopefully one day have a chance to be able to go.
What was it like to be a Hog?
Unbelievable. I mean, it's just such a special place and being up there and, I mean, it's just incredible. Like Charlie, my oldest son, you know, he said, we were up there. We went to a couple of basketball games, and he said, "Man, this is awesome." He loves basketball too, and I was like, "Well, be like my good buddy Stephen Cox and play basketball golf two sport combo at Arkansas." I was like, "You know, that's pretty, that's pretty strong." I don't know, not a whole lot of people that do that two sport combo.
No,
you know?
And actually get to play
and play, for sure. So,
I mean, Coxie walked on, but he still got to play.
He did. Just being able to share that with them, and it's pretty cool.
Obviously, you'd like your kids to grow up and maybe attend the University of Arkansas, but if it came down to it, would you force them, push them, if you will, towards the hill? If let's say Arkansas and Mississippi State or even LSU or some other golf program came after Charlie, would you say, "Hey, Charlie, come on now, you got to be a hog"?
I absolutely would say if you get a chance to play for the Razorbacks, you need to play for the Razorbacks. But I mean, I'm going to support him, whatever he wanted to do or wherever his heart was at. But his heart's with Arkansas. It had to.
You've already instilled that in him. You and your wife have done a good job.
So I mean, yeah, he knows. But it's and I've got friends that went to LSU or Tennessee or whatever. We're from Arkansas, live here, born, raised. I'm like, what greater honor, to be able to represent your state and just have that to where, you got to play for the University of Arkansas in whatever sport it may be,
High school golf, North Little Rock. What was it like competing against some of the other teams around the state? Obviously, everybody looks and you see Cabot with all of their state titles. You see Jonesboro with their state titles as well. But what was it like being a charging Wildcat?
I loved it. That's what we did. Obviously, Cabot was a powerhouse, still are. They produce a bunch of great golfers anywhere around there, but specifically Rolling Hills. I mean, they just got a lot of talent. And at North Little Rock, we didn't ever have – well, before I was in high school, we had, when Stephen Fopp and all those guys. But, I mean, I was in, junior high or going into junior high when they were already in high school.
Right.
But they had some, good players. And we had, we had good players, but I don't feel like we serious. Nobody – they were good, but nobody wanted to – it wasn't a bunch of people that wanted to go play college and –
sure.
Or after. You know, and I think that matters, and I think that was the difference. And probably Cabot at the time being, they at least, they wanted every one of them, that's what they wanted to do.
They were looking to the next level.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Looking to the next level when you're in college, were your thoughts on the PGA Tour at all?
They were. I got really burnt out for whatever reason and started not having a lot of fun. And, it was a grind. It wasn't what I expected right out of the gate. And so obviously, I needed to mature a little bit or a lot. And I always wanted to. And then I guess when I was done playing golf at Arkansas, I guess I did turn pro and played a couple of tournaments and was just like, this is,
it's tough.
Real tough. And
it's tough when you're trying to live paycheck to paycheck and that I've got to make a cut so that I can make some money.
Absolutely. But I was so, I was out there, honestly, I feel like almost had to for what I'd spent my whole life doing it. And
right.
I'd almost been like, well, you'd regret it if you didn't, try. And I actually made the cut. And I don't even remember what it was. Hooters Tour or something like that deal up there at Lost Springs, Gary Woodland was there. But I just remember leaving
Did you make?
It wasn't much. I'm going to say
a couple thousand bucks maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough to say, hey.
And that was gross. That was
before, that was before tax and all the other stuff came out.
Absolutely.
But it's kind of like, hey, okay, here's your consolation prize. Thanks for coming. See you next week.
Yeah. Thanks for showing up. Yeah.
Wow. You've played in several United States Golf Association events, the Junior Am, the Am, the Four Ball, the Mid Am, the State Team. What's different about a USGA event?
The competition obviously is great, which, I mean, the competition is going to be, you know, really good elsewhere as well. But the USGA deal, I don't know if it's – the course setups are always unbelievably difficult. I don't know. Maybe just the pressure you put on yourself as a player, you know, and to get there. And then, you know, so I tried to be like, well, I mean, you know, we got here, let's relax. But you can't relax because, it's stressful. I mean, from daylight to dark, it's stressful.
Well, and I think, too, Bo, knowing what is on the line, if you get to the semifinals of an AM, okay, you're in the Masters the next year. You're in the U.S. Open the next year. If you win the mid-AM, you're in the Masters the next year. You're in the U.S. Open the next year. So much comes with winning those tournaments that I think so many players get there, and then the weight of that starts to creep into their mind. How do you keep that out? Can you?
I agree with you 100%. I don't know that you can, especially once you get down, once you know, the further through the tournament you get.
You know, when you start winning matches.
Yeah, you know, it's going to start, you know. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's heavy. But I think if I could have done a better job of just enjoying the opportunity and being out there as opposed to what if or what, you know, I could have done a little better. But, yeah, I think you just – the way my mind works, I mean, I just overload it and I'm, you know, oh, let's get back to what we were doing.
Like you said earlier, you don't get a lot of time to play now, but you do get to play in some tournaments. One tournament that might be special to you, I'm going to ask you if it is the War Memorial 4th of July, because you won the last ever War Memorial 4th of July because the mayor, for whatever reason, decided we don't need a golf course there anymore. Everybody knew it was going to be the last one, and you shot a 58 in your final round. Before anybody jumps out of their car, it's a par 64, but still, 58, that's good playing on that golf course.
Man, that was a fun day. Had to have a few things fall into place for it to happen, but always wanted to win that tournament and didn't get to play it much until, you know, probably the last 8 to 10 years of the tournament or whatnot, and always would play pretty good a couple days, and then one day, well, I mean, that's how golf is, but just couldn't ever put it all together. So, it was super special. I mean, it meant a lot to me to be able to do it, and just, I guess, luck of the draw or the stars aligning for it to be the last one. But, I'll always remember it,
Are there some others around the state that you've always wanted to win, you just haven't been able to do it? I mean, you've won the State AM before down at Texarkana, which is one of the best golf courses in the state.
Oh, absolutely it is. I'd like to win, another stroke play or two, and the match play. I've done relatively well in the match play. I just can't seem to get it across the finish line. I don't know if I just run out of gas or what it is, but those two in particular.
One thing that I've seen with you and when you're playing in tournaments is your father's always there. That's got to be prideful for him to see you have success, but I would think for you that's got to be comforting to know that I've got my support team here with me if I start to hit a bad stretch. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, it's funny. I still tease some of his friends and some of my buddies about it because, I mean, my dad is if there's golf involved and I'm playing or now my son or my nephew, I mean, my dad's there.
He's there with his binoculars around his neck.
Absolutely is, and he just loves it. And the thing is, he can remember every shot from, you could ask him from around when, I was in 10th grade, and I promise you he could tell you every shot. It's unbelievable. But it's special and very blessed to, have him as my dad, obviously, but just the support. It's easy to say that and want to be there, but he was there. He made it happen. I remember playing at a tournament. I believe it was Black Wolf Run up north, I think in Wisconsin. And I was talking to my dad the night before. You know, we got there playing the practice round and doing all that, and had our team meeting and all this. And he was asking me about the course. And I was like, man, it's unbelievable. It's really hard, mm-hmm. whatever. And of course, my mom's in the background and all that. I'm like, all right, well, I got to get to bed. Got to get up at 5 and, you know, love you. I'll let you know how we do tomorrow. And walking up to the first tee, and I see his Suburban pulling in. So he literally got off the phone and told my mom. He's like, I'm headed up there, and drove all night and was there.
You're kidding.
No, he was there when I hit the first tee ball.
So, wow.
You know, and just that kind of, you know, the one time he couldn't make it, and then I was telling him about it, he could not come, you know, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And I've seen him. He's been captain of some of the cup teams, like our state team down in Birmingham. He was the quote captain of that mm-hmm. when you and Stephen Cox and I got to play down there and represent the state of Arkansas. What's it like when you represent the amateurs in the state of Arkansas on a national stage like the state team championship? Unfortunately, they don't have those anymore. Or even in the Governor's Cup, when Arkansas amateurs take on the Mississippi amateurs. Does it mean a little bit more?
It does to me, and I think that's why, you know, I play the small amount I get to play is the tournaments, because I'm trying to fight and get some points and be competitive and to be able to make those teams and represent, you know, our state. And, you know, I think there's a bigger group out there that I think we can get involved in this. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier this week and said, man, you got to start playing, mm-hmm. you know, ditch some of the four balls and play in some ASGA stuff. And we need you on some cup teams and all this. And so it means a lot.
A couple of years ago, you're in your Suburban, wife, kids, I think, were with you. And you're blindsided at a stoplight. You didn't know if you'd be able to play again, did you?
Did not. And I guess you said a couple of years ago. It was actually in 16, which I don't know how that's even possible. It feels like it was.
Wow. Yeah, I thought this was like just right before COVID.
No, in November of 16.
Holy cow.
Yeah. We had just left my grandma's funeral, and drunk driver ran the light up there on JFK, you know, whatever, and smoked us. But, you know, we had some guardian angels with us for sure, you know. So luckily, you know, Kelly and the boys, everybody was good for the most part compared to me. I got a little banged up, but not near as bad as what it could have been and
you
probably
got a lot.
Should have been.
Bo, you got a lot banged up.
I mean, yeah, you know.
You were in the hospital for a while.
For a while, and in a wheelchair for several months, and had, you know, broke pelvis and hip and all that. But, you know, at that point, I didn't know if I would ever play again, but I didn't care. Almost like I was so happy that my family was okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But fast forward, you know, however many months till I could walk again, all that. And then first thing, you know, want to do is go to the driving range. I said something to my dad. He's like, well, how'd it go? I said, man, you don't even believe it. I said, I was striping it. And he said, well, you can't overswing, you know. And yeah. That was kind of his response.
Right,
you know?
Right, so, yeah. You got to swing easy.
You know, so.
Best golf course that Bo Glover has ever played?
I mean, Pebbles, pretty special, obviously. Wingfoot playing up there with Stephen Cox was
in the USGA four ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, just, I guess, from the history and just walking around the clubhouse and looking at everything, the golf course is obviously unbelievable. And but, man, it's just hard to say one. But, you know, Olympic Club, San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can go to taking wife and kids and all that, Pebble, for sure, I think.
Fantasy foursome, you and three others, living or deceased, that you would like to play a round of golf with?
My dad, probably, and Tiger, and Arnold Palmer.
That'd be a pretty good foursome right there. Know. I think so. You'd probably give Tiger a little run for his money, wouldn't you?
On being hurt or, you know, no. I don't know. Because, I mean, I always loved Jack, but Arnie, to me, was the epitome of a gentleman and how he carried himself. But, you know, grew up loving Tiger. And when he won the Masters, what was that?
19.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember sitting there on the couch crying, you know, and had the boy sitting there, you know, just not crying, but, you know, tears. Just like, man, you can't, this is unbelievable.
To know what he went through to come back from it and then to do what he did.
And then to do it and then to finish it, you know.
Right.
So.
Do you have any regrets?
I do. I wish I would have, I don't know, maybe not gone through the motions as much when I got, when I was burnt out and, then, you know, your attitude changes. I just wish I'd have, you know, I mean, everybody, that's part of life, I guess, obviously, but, you know, at the time, you don't realize the opportunity that you have in front of you, and, you know, it's easy to get distracted or, mm-hmm. you know, doing, you know, everything that is not helping you as far as the sport you're playing. I wish I'd have practiced a little more, you know, had a little better attitude. Not that I had a bad attitude. I'm appreciative and I love doing it, but yes, there would have been things I would do different. And, you know, and I'm hopefully preaching that to, you know, to my boys and saying, listen, if you are lucky enough to get an opportunity, you know, you're going to have a million different things and people and things, you know, coming at you at once.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to figure out what makes you happy and what you need to do and do it, you know, because it, in the blink of an eye, it's gone.
No doubt. No doubt.
So,
Bowman, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. I've heard it said that sometimes there are two best days with real estate ownership. It's the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Depending on where you are in your journey, let me help. If you're looking for that outdoor getaway or that home in the city, I can help. If you're looking at selling that outdoor property you haven't seen in 3 years, I can help. Or selling that home in the city that you've outgrown, I can help. Blackman Auctions is your one-stop real estate company. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, go to their website, bphotels.com, find one of their properties, and book it. That's all you need to do. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, bphotels.com on the web. Thanks to one of our great sponsors, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Hey, Ran Rue wins the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship presented by P&G over the weekend at Pinnacle Country Club in Rogers, Arkansas. She finished 19 under par. The rookie wins her first LPGA event and pockets $345,000. Yuna Nishimura, Jenny Shin, Se-young Kim, and Bianca Pagdanganan all finished tied for third at minus 15. Next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the third annual Jackson T. Stevens Cup will be featured on the Golf Channel. It's going to be played at Trinity Forest in Dallas, Texas. I'll be down there, and I will give you updates throughout the day on the Buzz Radio Network, and a full recap will come your way on an edition of From the Shortgrass. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more, and I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.